You have certainly seen these two picturesque cherubs any number of times, decorating everything from paper napkins to mugs and even toilet paper. Their amazing global career, going far beyond the borders of good taste, began in around 1800. After 50 years in Dresden, Raphael's Sistine Madonna was discovered by an admiring public. At that time, an artist from Kassel copied the two cherubs, and shortly afterwards they were decorating porcelain and jewellery. By the late 1800s, they had crossed the Atlantic and were even appearing in ads for an American lard producer. Yet Raphael had not originally planned them as part of the composition. From X-ray radiography, we know he initially painted only the clouds in the foreground. But evidently, he realized the composition needed something to bind it optically at the base. His two cherubs, though, are not engaged in the usual angelic activities of singing, playing music, or playing with a Christ child. Instead, they are lolling over the balustrade, waiting. They're waiting for Mary, and as they wait, they lead our eyes upwards towards her. Yet at the same time, they not only mark a border between the heavenly and earthly spheres, but also intensify the sense of spatial depth around the figure of Mary. And what's more, they diffuse the initial reserve beholders may feel in front of this solemn scene.